Welcome back to another episode of Go, Go, Grow. This is the Scale Up podcast, coaching style podcast for startups, second stage companies, and scale ups. If you are looking to grow your business and grow your revenue, you're in the right place. My name is Michelle Page. I'm the founder of Revenue Chasers and your host for today. I'm joined by our expert guest. Please welcome Ariana Smetana with Excel IQ Digital. Ariana, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I was very excited.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I was very excited we were able to make scheduling this actually easier than I thought, because I know you have such a busy schedule with clients. Can you share with the Go, Go, Grow audience what exactly you do around digital transformation?
Sure. Well, you know, several years ago, I was looking what's happening in the world of technology, and I was looking to solve some problems in my own organization. And then I realized that there is a digitization and digital transformation happening. And transformation is really transforming your business in the sense that you are creating completely new ways of working and generating revenue, and, you know, whether operationally or, you know, launching, you know, product. So that was my guiding light to actually do that in my business. And I started my next brand, and my next business was in the digital transformation advisory and also development of the AI and machine learning technologies and solutions. So I do both. I create, you know, strategic direction and help companies to do that and develop their products.
Wonderful. Now, see, that sounds so daunting to so many people, especially SMBs. They think, well, I couldn't possibly use that yet. I'm too small. But when we spoke and we kind of prepared what value we wanted to add with this episode, you broke it down very simply. You said digital transformation simply allows businesses of all shapes and sizes to do things better and faster. Does that sum it up?
Correct. That awesome. Sums it up very simply, yes.
Okay.
I think there is a new ways of working. There is a new way of, you know, doing things in business. And we have now new tools that we can deploy to do that.
Wonderful. And the other thing that kind of struck me is it could be something as far as where you house your data and the way you use your data. It could be something as simple as a company that lives and breathes through data on Excel spreadsheets, or they could be so sophisticated that they have a full scale company wide ERP system. So
indeed.
So yeah. What types of applications would they use for transforming their data? What parts of the business?
So the beauty of the the latest technology like machine learning and application as an AI, actually, you know, in this case, you know, a lot of people heard about Gen AI, which is generative AI, since, you know, ChatGPT kind of burst on the scene about over a year ago. I think it's just the applications are becoming more and more accessible to all parts of the company. You can service your customer better and have a customer focus, the solutions, which are also in the same realm of AI solutions. Mm-hmm. You can improve your operations and save some costs in the process of that. Or you can have a governance and those aspects of management of your resources and governance aspects of your company be run better, you know, with the contractual obligations and all of these things that need to be governing your, you know, company. So the applications are growing. Companies can explore all of this avenue. Really depends what makes sense specifically for each individual company.
Absolutely. And the other thing that struck me is, you know, I mentioned Excel spreadsheets. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, we use that for our data. But if you think about where else you have data, how much of us have critical data in your emails, in your Slack channels, other IM channels, in your project management tracking sheets, through your customer service, customer success channels, of course, CRMs. Everything has little pieces and bits of data that's mission critical, but they're probably not connected. So how does digital...
Yeah, that is often the problem.
Yeah. So how does digital transformation, how does it pull all that together?
So this is one of the largest problems that most organizations have. All of these pieces of information are broken into these, you know, these silos, sometimes, you know, in a department, sometimes, you know, completely different systems. And, it, you know, the data from about your customer, which may be living in a CRM, does not flow all the way through to your, you know, governance and, you know, legal and contractual. You know, every department has their own way of documenting the same, you know, customer and identity. Mm-hmm. And it becomes such a hard thing to do because now you're not really seeing how the customer flows through your system and where you have gaps servicing your customer. But I think, you know, when, you know, AI is one of those tools that can help those broken gaps and broken communication links together, because now we extract this data, mm-hmm. and creating either data lakes, databases that we can be now utilizing to power AI solutions and solve those problems far better and more efficiently than, you know, manually analyzing and collecting this data.
So it sounds like some of these solutions, what they're designed for, and some of these development tools, they need to gather the data, clean it. I'm sure there's some redundant data, maybe some conflicting data. Manage it, clean it, harmonize it, and then make it useful. Something that you can actually use to analyze it and to make better business-based, data-driven decisions. You know, there's a lot of phrases I use a lot in these episodes, and, you know, data-driven decisions is one of them. Do you have any tools that perhaps you've used or you've developed that you can talk to us about?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've seen that you know, chain of, you know, data flow being really broken, and, you know, often, you know, harmonizing and cleaning data, you know, like you mentioned, duplicates, missing information, mm-hmm. and, you know, mismatches, that is often a very big problem in getting a holistic picture of, you know, of without any type of data you have, whether it's on a customer, whether it's on your operations, whether it's, you know, on your governance items and entities. So we created a tool which can actually prepare this data and harmonize it, whether, you know, you using Excel spreadsheets, whether using sophisticated system, when you extract this data, there will be mismatches that we can automate and clean and harmonize for you, mm-hmm. far better with the tool we develop, which is AI-based. And then we also offer a conversational way of engaging with the data. So you as a user of this data can quickly harmonize and make sure that, you know, you correct the errors you have. And from there, you can start analyzing and even converse with this data to understand, you know, what needs to be validated, what needs to be, you know, mm-hmm. corrected. And on the final output, you know, whether you want to have predictive analytics developed, whether you need to have visualization, or you want to have developed the forecasting for your different reporting needs. So this is kind of the full value chain that we have developed, and it is applicable to small businesses, mid-size and large as well.
So it's another case of start with the end in mind. Know what data you need, start to track it, and then correct. Figure out how to get it from that raw state, wherever it may be, into the format that you can actually use it. And that start with the end in mind is something I also repeat every time. So
I love that so much.
Yes.
End in mind is the way to go.
Yes. So the tool you just described, what tool is that?
Well, it is, you know, we call it Excel Insight because it is built on, you know, typically on the data which we pulled into the Excel spreadsheet, whether any type of, you know, spreadsheet documentation. And we've seen the problem that, you know, users, whether you're in a financial manager, whether you are in the actually in the customer facing role, you know, as a director of growth, you really need to know, you know, where to put your money, where how to make decisions through these vast amounts of data that you have in your systems. And then you're extrapolating this through the Excel spreadsheet to arrive to certain answers. That's what we've seen kind of as a main problem. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really stop at Excel. It can be any type of documentation that it can be ingested into the system. And then you have ability to communicate, correct any, you know, missing pieces of the data mm-hmm. very efficiently without actually using very much, you know, technical, you know, you don't need to be the data scientist to analyze the data. You don't need to build your own, you know, queries and all of these things. It's already built in it for you. So it simplifies that kind of interaction. And then output is becoming far more accurate and efficient for you to analyze.
Okay. So it sounds like the platform kind of takes care of the dirty work and you can focus on the data execution.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
What we see in the bottleneck is time invested into actually cleaning and pre-processing of the data. And that time can be far greater invested into, you know, the analyzing it and actually extrapolating some meaningful decision making mm-hmm. and strategic goals that you can present either, you know, to your management, or you can execute as an owner on those, you know, data points that now lead you to make a right decision.
Awesome. So let's talk about what areas of the company can use this as far as functional areas. Clearly, sales and marketing would find this a treasure trove of information. Yeah. You know, who are your customers? How are they behaving? What marketing messages and mediums and campaigns are performing best? What sales metrics and KPIs are required or are going to get you to your goal?
Yeah.
But operations, how are you performing from an operational standpoint?
So
what else have you seen in operations that has helped move the needle?
So the operations also is a treasure trove of data because you have so many different components. Again, you know, depends on the operation, you know, you're running mm-hmm. that people are executing certain parts of the operational execution. And all of these pieces are typically in a disparate systems. They are not communicating well together. And at some point, whether, you know, you're a financial analyst or business analyst, you need to aggregate that data and present it in a cohesive way, how the operations are going from A to Z. And sometimes that is really big problem because, you know, just collating that data is not simple.
Right.
There is some, you know, mismatch in the information before you can actually arrive to conclusive, you know, this quarter we performed really well. You know, these are the vendors that are supplying us, you know, certain products and services that are contributing to our expeditious, you know, management or, you know, manufacturing. So these are the data points that you can extrapolate way faster when you have these data properly collated and cleaned up and prepared for execution and analysis. Same thing, like you mentioned, you know, marketing mm-hmm. and sales, you know, you collect data from so many different sources, right? Your CRM is one, but then you have, you know, your maybe AdWords, and you're collecting some information, reports from mm-hmm. that, maybe analytics from Google. But those reports don't come in the same format. You
right.
need to put them into the same common system or common, you know, environment that you can analyze that to come to the conclusions.
Right. Something may come in a percentage response where something else may come in an ROI currency response. So, yeah, you've got to make it apples to apples because yep. you otherwise you can't compare success. You can't figure out where am I going to allocate my resources. Yep. But you had mentioned with operations dealing with suppliers and making those types of decisions. If we hop on correct. Over to accounting and finance, which are not the same thing. For accounting, you've got your accounts payables, your accounts receivables. How quickly are you getting paid? And for your payables, are you taking advantage of any discounts for, you know, net 10, net 15, net 30? And everything else that has to do with that, reading your contracts. Is there something in the verbiage of those contracts, whether it's an incentive, you know, if you complete this contract 30 days early, you get this bonus. Or if you increase your orders by this much, you know, if you scale up quarter over quarter, you know, we reduce your price. That's the kind of data that you may read the contract today, but 6 months into the relationship, you've forgotten that.
Correct. Now, that is often the case. Yeah. And then you have, you know, two people or two different departments who are, you know, one is in charge of all the legal contracts and managing that. The other one is actually on the side of, you know, managing the invoices and vendor relationships. But now you actually have to make this, you know, unified decision. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can take advantage of this, which was in the contract, but you don't have that all in the same place. So also one of the things that we looked at, you know, as through this tool we developed, that you can collate, you know, your data that you have typically in your invoices and those kind of documents, and you can correlate it with context of contracts,
right,
and make sure that, you know, contractual obligations are matched against the, you know, invoice and timing you have on those invoices or, you know, any other documents, very simply using the tool. And then you can even ask questions, perform, you know, kind of analytics on top of that through the, you know, chat interaction as well.
And so many people think of data as numbers, percentages, quantifiable information. A lot of times it simply isn't. It's qualitative. It's, you know, phrases of information. It's legalese. And if you're not tracking that and housing that information with that quantitative information, you're not taking full advantage of the capabilities of digital transformation.
Yeah. This can be very, very valuable to, you know, create, you know, cost savings and, you know, reallocating your resources to something that is more strategic than, you know, kind of administrative, you know, task that many people, you know, not going to be, you know, happy to perform, or they're going to take way more time on that instead of, you know, making really good decisions and analyzing this data to make those critical choices that are embedded in your documents and maybe you've forgotten about it.
Right. And of course, we touched on accounting. If you're looking at finance, a lot of times business owners in that SMB realm will say, okay, well, it's time to purchase this piece of equipment. I need to make this capital expenditure. And it's based on when they need it and when it has to be deployed. But if you have the data, you can find out when is it most advantageous from a tax perspective, perhaps, to purchase that capital equipment. So it's not just a matter of, you know, just-in-time purchases, but when am I going to get the maximum financial benefit from this purchase?
Yes. Yeah. There are many pieces of information like that, which are, you know, stored in system. And sometimes it may be even, you know, stored at some other, you know, resources in another department. And if you don't put all of these pieces together, you're always kind of making decisions with kind of half information and half, you know, not being reliable and full picture to this make a, you know, informed decision fully.
Well, I think the case for a lot of the audience is they simply don't have all of these roles filled in their organization.
That is true.
They don't have a CFO. They don't have a CTO. They don't have a CRO. So they don't have anyone that says, okay, I need this data. I need to pull this information. So if you are one of those lean machines and your leadership team is small, cohesive, and you need to make those decisions, but you don't have the breadth of your leadership team, that's why you need this data basically served up to you. And that way you can bring in an outside executive, a, what do you want to call it, an advisor, consultant, a fractional leader to say, okay, I brought somebody in to help us get this data, help us interpret it, help us make those decisions. So you probably couldn't get all that data on your own. Ariana, how do they do this digital transformation when they're a lean machine like that? How do they know when they need help?
Well, hopefully, you know, when they experience this kind of, you know, I cannot do this myself, that, you know, feeling we all get, and it's like thinking, okay, who can I now rely on to make this, you know, leap forward? And, you know, you named so many excellent resources, whether, you know, you go into consultants, whether you go to, you know, fractional experts, you need to explore all the options. Or, you know, certainly in my case, you know, we offer them a solutions through technology that can take some of this burden off them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether you call AI as your digital worker in some way, they do some, you know, admin tasks that you don't need to be doing and create some automation in your processes. So these are all the options to explore. But I think any organization can, you know, tools these days are, you know, often served in SaaS model, where you can just pay a fraction of the cost and utilize it when you need it month to month. Those are very affordable no matter which size you are. And then it really depends, you know, if you're more advanced and larger organization, we can create something that is bespoke, something that is tailored to your specific needs, mm-hmm. and create that solution that can be embedded in your workflows and continuously grow with your company.
That makes sense. Because if you're already underway and you have customers, you have product or services out there, and you've already generated data, it's correct. Hard to kind of stop at that point, look back and say, oh, well, here are the gaps. You're too close to it at that point. You
yes.
And
yes.
You don't want to say, oh man, I screwed this up. Very few people will be that humble in front of their team. So engaging someone who is truly knowledgeable and has that expertise to come in and say, okay, objectively look at where we are. And, you know, I refer to it as current state, desired state. What is that bridge or that path to success? Yep. What do we need to do? What do we need to put in place? And at least help get that strategy, whether or not you execute it or you have someone else lead you or actually outsource that execution. That's a decision you need to make.
Correct.
But for you to assess where you are today, you can start that assessment. But in my personal opinion, the way I coach would be, okay, you may start the assessment, but you need someone else to come in with you, hold you as you walk that path and say, okay, here's what I see. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, absolutely. You nailed it in a way, because sometimes, you know, when you're in the weeds, you can't really see the forest. You need to be get some fresh eyes, mm-hmm. get some maybe new ideas brought into the mix, and then create this, you know, fundamental structure, you know, whether mm-hmm. you call it strategy or, you know, whatever you think you need for your business long term, and then kind of go back to that, you know, start with end in mind, as you mentioned, start walking backwards and see where we are today and create that roadmap to get to that end game you want to be. And it might take you, you know, 3 months, could be a 6 months, could be years. Mm-hmm. It's really dependent on how far you want to go.
Definitely.
But we help with both, you know, strategically align companies to utilize something that is novel as AI, or just, you know, reorganize their teams, their processes, and then decide what is the right tool to get them to the next stage.
Couldn't agree more. Now, the foundation of my business acumen was built in the sales and marketing, the revenue generation foundation. So one of my common sayings is document, and if it's not documented, it didn't happen. So
like that
segues into as an entrepreneur, a business owner, a business leader, the same thing. Make sure it's documented. Everything you have should be documented, preferably digital rather than manual. Yes. What we want to avoid here is that tribal knowledge.
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, well, yeah, I know that because, you know, I've done it for 3 years. Oh, I talked to that supplier. I talked to that customer. We have a verbal agreement. That doesn't do you or anyone else a hill of beans.
Correct.
So the key at minimum is get it digital, correct?
Absolutely. You know, I live in digital world, but I think we all are anyway. And yes, we certainly may do something still manually, but as long we document, and I love what you said, document, because that leaving the digital trail help us, you know, to do things better, look back uh-huh. and see what we need to improve and also train others how we want them to operate. And then beautifully, this creates data that you can utilize with some new tools to uncover something that you did not cover before. There are some insights that this tool can uncover beyond, you know, what our perception is as, you know, how we look at the, you know, business today. So I think right. there is a lot of potential that we should be exploring with digital.
And really the risk of not exploring digital transformation or just getting digital as more of your strategy, whether it's AI or just the way that you document and house your data. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned data governance earlier. The risk of not getting that, the risk of the status quo is immeasurable. We don't even know today how much that's going to cost you. It may cost you your business because you'll no longer be competitive. Have you estimated any of that? Have you read any articles that kind of speak to that? Or am I kind of striking you out of the blue with that question?
So, you know, I don't know, you know, if anybody, I have not read, first of all, that, you know, the status quo being measured, because we should measure that. Because that's, you know, the risk of missing opportunities is also risk. We always kind of, you know, weigh on, you know, what is the risk of certain things, but we don't weigh if we don't do something. We always have a risk of what happens if we do something. I think they're both risk, and we need to weigh both of those into the equation of any business, because we know, you know, some businesses go under because they didn't do something, didn't take that new avenue, whether it's, you know, new technology or whether it's a new way of working. You know, sometimes simple as that can tank the company. And some big ones actually, you know, fail to do that. You know, I'm sure the Kodaks of the world comes to mind, you know, Blockbuster and many others who have not taken that, you know, neck leap of faith in innovation and digitization.
Blockbuster is a perfect example. The one that came to mind for me is the POS system. When you purchase something, how many grocery stores do you go in today that still has the cash register that you push the little tab and it rings up 10 cents? Well, first of all, you can't buy much in a grocery store for 10 cents. But, you know, that cash register, that antique cash register has gone to the wayside. And you're not going to go into a Kroger or a Publix or a Meijer or a Target and find one of those. If you want to scale your business and you're a grocery store, you're going to have a POS system.
Yes.
The same goes for any other kind of business. If you're not keeping up with technology, even at the base level, you know, you have to do something that's right sized for you. We talked about that when we were kind of talking. Yeah. What do we want to share here? What kind of value? Actually, you brought that up, getting the right size solution.
Yeah. It's always about the right size solution. You know, you don't need to have the latest and greatest, but you need to solve little problems for your customers first, your operation next, and then likewise, you know, mm-hmm. anything that is related to your resources and governance is very important as well. But, you know, just, you know, bite-size solution, start with that. Even, you know, if you need to have a better website, could be some, like you said, POS system. I was just in the restaurant eating lunch, and now they have paying by the phone. Just, you know, QR codes, scan it and pay in 3 seconds instead of, you know, waiting for the waitress or waiter. And, you know, then, you know, paying, you know, giving the card away takes time. It's really something, you know, that makes your operations way faster. And likewise, you know, it's easier for the customer. Kind of serves both. Customers are happier, your operations are easier.
Absolutely. And it's not just about staying competitive, like we just talked about. It's about advancing your capabilities, serving your customer better, and that becoming a return on investment.
Correct.
So like you said, letting customers finish the transaction faster, instead of waiting for the waitress or waiter at the end of lunch. People don't just sit around and say, oh yeah, I'll just, you know, hang out here. If it's lunch, they're usually wanting to get back to their day. When you're done, transact, be on your way. Yeah. That's going to be an ROI, because not only does that customer finish their meal and get back to their day, but you can get another customer in their place.
Yes, absolutely.
And you brought up chatbots for both sales and service.
Yeah, customer service, even if it's, you know, your internal customer, doesn't need to be external. We all have so much documentation and so much textual documents that is very hard for us to kind of keep on top of that. Building something that can be, you know, internal agent or chatbot, it's becoming more and more prevalent, because now you can actually, in a human language, converse with those documents to get something very quick and easy and pointed back at you from those documents, instead of maybe reading 30-page document to find that one line you're looking for. Now you can converse and get to that answers way faster. And likewise, you know, customer service, you've seen more and more pages, websites have chatbots, which are external. And this could be just the first line of, you know, communication with your customer, where they can get answers faster. And if they get something that needs to be human analytical mind to be present, then it can be elevated directly to those people who can help you more.
That reminds me of one of my long-term clients, Adrenaline Technologies. Mark Heffley is the founder and president, and he and I were talking about one of their newest technologies, which is basically a chatbot that clients in the telecommunications cable industry can house on their website, and it actually pulls together all of their clients' knowledge bases, FAQs, all of that. So when somebody on their website tries to pull up information, whether it's internal or customer facing, within moments, they can access their entire library that has been added by that client. And the return of information is immediate. Customers, employees, they get served immediately. And the satisfaction there is... It truly does cement that relationship. So something as simple as that, and I don't want to, Mark, I don't want to call your technology simple by any means, because I know you and your developers are brilliant. But the idea of a telecommunications company adding that one element to create a huge service and embed that customer relationship, it's a game changer. It really is.
Yeah, it is very much so. You know, we need to be service our customer multitude of levels. And I'm not saying that human should not be in the loop. Absolutely, they need to be in the loop. But they need to be dealing with something which, you know, simple answers are not sufficing. And, but, you know, something that I need quick and easy, you know, if I go on stack on page and say, how do I print this? I don't need to talk to a human. Probably the chatbot can suffice and give me, you know, from their library or knowledge, this is how you print, this is how you execute this task, you know, can we help you? And if it's something really complicated, then, you know, elevating this to the level of, you know, assistant that is human absolutely makes sense. But I think having a levels and layers of communication is absolutely necessary in the amount of, you know, data and knowledge base we have today. We need to deploy those things.
Absolutely. So I want to just hit a couple points that you and I talked about. If somebody watching wants to figure out, okay, well, how do I get started on this? The first thing that you told me was to, if you don't have a huge budget to say, okay, I'm going to revamp everything. You mentioned testing some things internally. Yep. Do you want to kind of take it from there?
Well, you know, I always say, you know, start with a problem. Uh-huh. And it's kind of similar sentiment, like, you know, stand with the end in mind. So, you know, problem is really understanding what is the most critical part in something is working or not working. An example, like, you know, the why we created this Excel insight was that spending 6 to 8 hours just to prepare the data before we analyze it, the value is really in analyzing, not in preparation of the data. So why do we spending so many hours on something that is more administrative and time consuming? We really want to have arrived the insights. That is the value, and making decisions from that. So a certain task, you know, you can isolate where is the problem, how this problem can be solved. And even in a small increments, you can solve these problems. Mm-hmm. You know, chatbot is an example that, you know, it's not a simple technology, but it is a relatively small part of your workflow that can be isolated, automated, and help you to do things better. And same thing, you know, Excel Insight is, you know, it is a tool that helps you in a certain aspects to do other things better, which are far more valuable to the company.
Right. Absolutely. Now, I do want to mention something that you and I talked about regarding Excel Insight. You had mentioned that you are still in the alpha stage and you're possibly looking for companies that might like to partner with you during that stage. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Would you like to speak to that?
So for dear listeners and marketing firms who are looking to streamline your data management and boost lead generation, we are launching a new tool, which is currently at an alpha stage, and it is a tool which will help intelligently automate data streamlining, data management, and wrangling before you can make intelligence decisions with that data, especially if you want to decide whether your performance for ads in Google or Facebook or any other marketing channels performing better. And sometimes you have to merge different reports to get those insights. So we can help you with streamlining those and make it very efficient and more accurate than ever before. So the offer is that if you are a forward-thinking company who wants to test AI tool, join us for the pilot. We would like to offer special conditions in this pilot and develop special tools and features that will be benefiting you and your marketing agencies to putting you on the cutting edge and separating you from the rest of the teams. So join us. Michelle will post the link, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. And again, the company is Excel, A-C-C-E-L, IQ Digital. If you want to check them out on LinkedIn or the website. And of course, Adriana's contact information will be in the show notes, but definitely reach out if this sounds like something that might be applicable to you. And the pilot is something that would be advantageous for both of you. The last thing I want to share with the audience, Adriana's content aligns very closely with two other episodes that were part of season two that just released shortly before this. The first one was on information governance, and you heard Adriana speak a little bit about that as well, data governance. Lisa Patterson spoke about that. She joined me for an episode. And right after that, Michael Hasse joined me for a focus on data and cybersecurity. So a lot of data experts this season. Adriana is the third component there on digital transformation. So I cannot stress enough, and I'm sure Ariana, you would echo this as well. Data, 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 data. Let me say that again. Data. You got to protect it. You got to utilize it. It's going to propel you as you scale your company. And if you don't utilize it as an asset, you're just shortchanging yourself.
Cannot agree more.
Absolutely. Well, Ariana, I am so glad you joined me. Do you have any closing thoughts for us?
I think, you know, you mentioned, you know, all of that. I think the certainly the value of data is, but it's even, you know, greater value when you have data cleaned and ready to extrapolate the most valuable insights. Sometimes, you know, there is a lot of data, but it's not in the format that you can extract the value. That is the first step, getting into the right format and write it a ways of analyzing before you can extract the insight. So that would be my closing. Certainly governance and security is extremely important. And I'm glad you have, you know, all of these pieces together so people and companies can benefit from this knowledge.
Yes. Don't write your data on a napkin. Make sure that it's something that you can govern, track, secure, and prepare for analyzing to make data-driven decisions.
Yes. Perfect closing.
Thank you again, Ariana. Such a pleasure having you. And for everyone in the audience, please share this episode and the other Go, Go, Grow episodes with anyone that is looking to scale their company, generate more revenue, and go, go, grow. Like us, share us, add your feedback, and we'll see you on the next episode.